he's a radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant at the G, Joe and George.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah!
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Twin Peaks at 59 and Kirby.
Presented by Dos Equis.
Here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Joe, I'm just going to blind ask you, because we were talking about Juan Soto.
Yeah.
If the Astros are even a possibility for Juan Soto in the break, do you know what Juan Soto's looking for?
$690 million.
You know what? You actually shot over. He's looking for 14 years, 630.
14 years, 630.
That's 45 a year.
Oh, they need our IDs.
Of course.
The bartenders are fair.
I do look very young, Joe. I am a handsome man.
I feel like the stash.
Arguably the most scenic thing at Twin Peaks is me. Everyone's saying it. Everyone loves me. I'm the greatest, and you're welcome for gracing Twin Peaks with my presence.
So $630 million for 14 years. That's what he wanted, he said? So $45 million a year?
Yeah.
That's doable. Come on, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
No more Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
No more Justin Verlander.
Never.
Jose Abreu, you only have to pay for one more year.
Yeah. Just put it on a credit card.
Yes.
God, that's what everyone does.
Come on.
You're never going to have to pay it anyway. World War III is going to kill us all, or artificial intelligence, or a meteor, or global warming. I don't know. Something's going to. Just put it on your credit card.
Yeah. Like baseball. Will baseball even exist in 13 years?
Nope. Put it on your credit card.
I don't really know how that would work. The sport
just put
died,
it
but,
on
yeah.
the credit card.
Look,
Jim
we've
Crane.
All got credit cards.
Jim Crane, I'm sure, has a...
I got my car bill just now in one of those last breaks.
Yeah?
Yeah, not as bad as I thought.
Okay, that's good.
It is good.
What was wrong with the car?
Well, it's actually just a sensor issue.
See?
Because Chevy is not great.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Except unless... for any Chevy sponsors that would like to work with ESPN 97.5, 92.5, and Gal Media.
No.
See, also, Culture Map.
The dealerships are...
Yeah, like Gulf Coast Chevy.
Yes.
Right?
The dealerships are awesome. The dealerships are incredible, but sensor issues are tough. So,
mccars.com.
And they're on back order, so they can't be fixed. But my car is still safe to drive.
Yay!
So that's all that matters.
So now, see, everything's better.
Everything's better.
It's almost the weekend for Joe.
The Twitchers are buying
and
his drinks.
And now he can go and pick up his wife and make up to,
I was about to say,
her
yeah, still
for
the one
being
thing
an ass.
Yeah. There's usually something after that.
I again, as do not take the Twitch's advice in mind. Do not ask her if it's that time.
No, no.
Don't do that.
No, definitely don't need to do that.
Do not show up naked.
They didn't show
up. Don't do that either.
That's
don't
so awkward.
Do that. Why is it awkward?
Great timing as a waitress.
Why is it awkward?
As you said, don't show up naked.
Yes.
It's very funny.
Yeah.
They think they're laughing at us because we have
Listen, they're giving me a show. I'm giving them a show. Welcome to Twin Peaks.
Yeah. We're here.
We're here.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to move past this story, another just embarrassing Patriots story. Per Mark Daniels, Ben McAdoo, who is a Patriots second-in-command on offense,
yes.
He starts his weekly presentation by playing Danger Zone throughout the Patriots meeting room. I mean, it would be fun. It would be fun. I'm not going to lie.
I don't think you can do it every week.
And
you can't be losing. You have to be. You have to win.
They lost to the Rams. Yeah.
And
again, whatever.
So it's like you win, you beat the Bears, you bring it back the next week.
It's whatever.
You lose, change your song.
It's whatever. It's whatever. Anyway, hey.
Na, 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 na. Danger zone.
Bow, 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 bow. Kenny Loggins, thank you for everything you've done for our country.
Agreed.
Thank you very much. Okay, so you got Texans, you got Titans on Sunday. The thing that the Texans can learn the most in this game is how much better their offensive line has gotten now that they've made the change. Jarrett Patterson at center, Juice Scruggs at left guard. It's a very good Titans front seven that they're going up against. But I really think more than anybody, if this is a shut-up Sunday, shutting all of us who are naysaying about the Houston Texans, we got to see C.J. Stroud be a little bit more confident. That's what we're looking for. Sorry, Joe, I just knocked your phone
off.
I was like, if I cracked your phone, that would be the worst Friday ever.
It's okay.
We have the tiniest table ever. But cheers. We just got Cheers. Loaded up with some beers here at Twin Peaks.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to spill this on my computer. Lock of the century. It's going to happen.
No, see, I'm going to do this. Ooh, I'm going to sit as far away as possible.
Can I have a straw? Can I have a little sippy straw for my beer? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm just going to sit as far away as humanly possible.
Oh, wow. You know what? Drinking a beer with a straw.
Dude, I hope you do this.
I mean, it's going to make me look a little gay, but, like, hey, everyone.
I mean, no wonder they carded us if you're going to use a sippy straw.
No, it's because I look. And I hear them talking about me behind right now. Everyone thinks I look like I'm 21. Mm-hmm. And I agree. I'm smoking hot with my little mustache. Ignore the gray hair. Sunglasses back on. Let's shift back into the Texans.
Shut us up.
Is CJ Stroud needs to go out there and, yes, have fun and cut loose, but I feel like he's got to dial back the trying too hard. And, yes, something that someone says is not something that someone does on a football field. But this is a supercut of C.J. Stroud all of the many times over the last week that he has delivered us a one-liner like he is Arnold Schwarzenegger in the movie Commando, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And I'm not just a game manager. I can be a game changer. Steph Curry can go 0 for whatever, but he's going to keep shooting. You're either here or the zero. If I throw 100 picks in a game, like, I'm going to keep swinging and keep shooting. Like, just like that LeBron commercial, like, if you didn't have it, then that's a problem. Just like it says in Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so does another man sharpen another. So it's not as bad as it ever seems, and it's never as good as it ever seems. At the end of the day, it's the world we live in. You know that saying, the person who talks about the other person but with the plank in their eye, but they have like a wood chip, whatever, you know, I forgot exactly how it goes. It's easy to, you know, to be the guy critiquing, but, you know, we're the men in the arena. It's all about building up, not breaking down, and, you know, bending, not breaking, and, you know, building our house on solid rock, and we've been able to do that. Just like I told you, bro, like, shooters got to shoot, and, you know, if you live by the sword, you die by the sword.
So there you go. That's
how long did that take you?
It didn't take me that long.
Were you miserable doing it?
No, I was laughing the whole time. I thought, he's said a lot of one-liners over the last week.
Yeah.
That's not all one answer. That's several different answers.
Yes.
I compiled that into one-minute-long clip. It's a lot.
Did he say shooter's going to shoot like LeBron in that commercial?
Yes.
Okay.
As one does. Like LeBron in that commercial.
A commercial.
I don't remember what commercial it is, but you know what?
But hey, iron sharpens iron. Plink in the eye.
Yeah,
it's some wood chip.
That one. that was my favorite. Because he's trying to remember too much, and then he threw an interception.
Yeah.
He threw an interception while trying to deliver us that one-liner.
But shooter's gonna shoot.
Shooter's gonna shoot.
So shoot this weekend, CJ. Three tutties.
I would say, don't do too much.
Yeah, it's almost like there's a balance, right? Like you don't want to go overboard.
I want
and
accuracy.
Be reckless.
I want. No interceptions. I want a clean game. I think he's got 7 picks this year. It's already more than he's ever had.
I think if he were to throw 3 touchdowns.
3.
And throw 1 interception, I would find that acceptable. I would be okay if that were to happen. Because it means they're pushing the ball down the field. They're being aggressive with it. I'm okay with it. Also, I think there's every interception has its own story.
Ow! F you.
Ryan Russillo taught me that.
F you. How dare you say that?
But it's true. If it's a tight window and he throws a pick, that's fine. No interceptions like we got the last 2 weeks. The one to Tank Dell, the one missed it to Nico Collins this weekend. Don't do that. Like, give me something where it's trying to put the ball in a tight spot and you throw a pick. I'll accept that. No garbage interceptions this week.
No that's garbage interceptions?
No garbage picks.
Okay.
Stay out of the garbage, CJ.
Stay out of the garbage.
You could use that one next week.
I'll allow it. If it's a clean sheet, I'll allow it. But I feel like he's trying to do a little too much. I think just take what's there.
Or if you throw an interception, you got to do what you do with your first interception. You got to get a fumble and get the ball back.
That.
Yeah.
Don't get sacked. Don't throw an interception. Is that possible?
No. No.
Whoa.
No interception and no sacks?
No interception, no sack.
No interception's possible.
No sack.
Gosh.
It's partly on CJ, partly on the offensive line. He has said, to his credit, because CJ has pointed out himself, and this is why I like CJ. Those quotes are a lot, but I still like CJ. He has to get the ball out more quickly. He has even acknowledged that. there's been times where I feel like he's trying to do too much, rolling out of the pocket, trying to, you know, be Patrick Mahomes out there. And,
yeah.
and guess what? Even Patrick Mahomes can't do that all the time. Mahomes is having his worst season ever. So,
yeah, I'd like to see what we saw like on like that 20-yard run that he had last week. Some of more of that where as he's pushing, as he's rolling out, instead of, I think, causing some of these sacks to what you're saying, like, you got athleticism, CJ. Just take off. It's okay.
He's got a little speed. Right. Anyway.
I bet you he does not have more than two games in his career in which he has not been sacked.
Like a two-game stretch?
Like, a game where he's been sacked zero times.
He's had a couple.
He's had three games.
Yeah.
Weeks 3, 4, and 5.
You're being a big Debbie Downer right now. Yeah.
Of last year.
And number 6 is going to be on Sunday. I think he had at least one clean game this year.
No.
No? Every single game?
Every game.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, there's still time left to change everything for the better. Anyway, he's Joe. I'm Paul. We're at Twin Peaks on Kirby. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Come out and hang with us. We're going to pick the 6 best games of the football weekend next, then pick them against the spread. Stick around on ESPN Houston.
ESPN 97.5. There's a lot of games you can watch this weekend.
He's got another one. Unbelievable.
He is gone. Kiss McKinney goodbye.
But Paul Gallant and Joe George are going to pick 6 games.
There's 6.
Pick 6.
Well, that's got pick 6 written all over it.
You need to watch.
This is exactly what we needed.
And we are live at Twin Peaks on Kirby. We had a spirited debate during the commercial break about who has the best and who has the worst fast food burger. I know my answers for both. I'll take them to the grave because I can be bought. The hamburgers here at Twin Peaks are spiffy.
That's true.
Yes.
I don't know. I really don't like. I don't think Burger King's ever going to do business with us. So.
Damn, dude.
Have you ever heard a Burger King radio ad before? We've been in radio for a long time, Paul.
Yes.
I've heard McDonald's ads.
Well, the song is essentially as good as the radio commercial.
That's
anyway,
true.
We pick the 6 best games of the weekend in football, and then we pick them against the spread.
Yes.
College football, big noon kickoff, 11 a.m. on Fox. The undefeated Indiana Hoosiers off to their best start ever. Head to the Horseshoe to take on Ohio State, number 2. The Buckeyes are 10.5-point favorites. Mm.
I'm going to go Ohio State on this one. I think Indiana's capital F fraud. They've played nobody this year.
Oh, I feel like, Joe, that sounds personal.
Yeah.
Mr. Midwest himself over here.
I got nothing against Indiana.
I feel like you got a lot against Indiana.
They ain't played nobody. They don't deserve to be in the college football playoff.
Say,
if they win this game, they absolutely do.
What happens if Indiana makes the college football playoff and Notre Dame doesn't?
I'll be sad.
Is it possible if Indiana loses? What do you think?
Ooh, if Indiana, yeah.
If Indiana gets in over Notre Dame,
if Notre Dame loses to Army, they're out for sure because that'd be their second loss.
Do you think that's a possibility?
No, I think they'll beat Army.
Army is ranked. I know that is this weekend too.
No, I think they'll beat Army. I mean, it's a Yankee Stadium. You never know what happens. You know.
The ghost of
Monument
the
Great
Pack.
Bambino. I'll go with Ohio State. I just think Indiana hasn't played anyone yet, and they're dominating everyone. But we saw them struggle against some, like a little bit more talented rosters like Michigan. So I think Ohio State rolls them.
Okay, I am going to take Indiana to cover. Okay. I feel like Ohio State has a habit of playing down to the competition. I feel like they haven't done anything to this point this year that's super impressive. I just don't really like Ryan Day as head coach. So I think Indiana covers, but I do think Ohio State still wins. 10.5 is a lot. But you are right, Joe. Indiana has not played anybody. Sean Mapes back at Michigan Control. Who are you picking in this game between the two Big Ten schools?
I think I am going to go with Ohio State. I thought the line would be bigger, honestly, and I was thinking I would take Indiana in that scenario. But, I mean, Ohio State is missing 2 tackles and their center just towards Achilles last week. So that isn't good. I still think they do enough to win by 2 touchdowns. Give me the Buckeyes.
2:30 ABC. The number 3 Texas Longhorns host the Kentucky Wildcats. Rough year for Kentucky, who has had a honestly pretty good decade, but I think people are asking questions if this is the end of the road for Mark Stoops. I wonder what the players have to play for in this one. Texas, a 20.5-point favorite for this game. I want to take them. I took Texas to cover a much smaller spread last week against Arkansas and got hosed by them. I feel like I'd be crazy to pick Texas to cover 2 weeks in a row. Doesn't matter, Brian. I'm doing it. I feel like Quinn Ewers can do more than what he did Saturday. Maybe I'm kind of getting delusional about Quinn Ewers and Texas having the capabilities that they did. But, I mean, Florida looked pretty good last Saturday. That win for the Horns over the Gators, I think, looking better, given that the Gators beat LSU.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Texas to cover this one.
Yeah, I mean, Texas covers the 21.5 versus Florida. Then they don't cover last week versus Arkansas. I'm going to say they get back into it. I'm going to roll with you on this one. I'm going to go Texas minus 20.5.
Okay.
They'll do enough.
Sean hit
us. I know Sean's answer.
It's tough because there's two things that are hard to predict with this game. A, how much is Texas going to want to put on, you know, throw down the gas on this one week before going to College Station? Second biggest question is, has Kentucky quit? Has Kentucky just, like, packed it in for the season?
Yeah, that's a great question.
I'm not entirely sure that they have. They do have a good defense, so they can possibly just junk this up long enough to where Texas can't win by 3 touchdowns. I don't know if it's going to be too anxiety-inducing, but I do think Kentucky covers against the Horns.
Okay.
Big spread.
It is a big spread. But Texas, class of the SEC, at least based off of the top 25. All right. Saturday, 6:30, ESPN, number 15, Texas A&M, on the road against Auburn.
3.5?
Texas A&M, 2.5-point favorites.
Oh, 2.5. Wow.
I'm surprised by how small this line is. I really am. I feel like A&M has to cover. Like, yeah, you're winning the game, you're probably covering.
I'm going to go. So you're taking A&M?
I'm taking A&M, yeah.
You know what? This is, since we're not betting real money on this right now, I'm going to go with my heart here.
You're going with your heart?
And say that next week when all of our coverage of the game is brought to you by Rebecca Creek.
That's true.
It'll be,
I love Rebecca Creek. It's fantastic.
Top 13 teams in the country.
Ooh.
I'll go A&M minus 2.5.
Okay. Kick 'em. Sean.
Auburn's so bad, guys. Auburn is like, I don't know how Auburn scores against A&M. Like, South Carolina at least has an explosive offense,
yeah,
and a good quarterback who could evade tacklers, which he did that night, what, 2 weeks ago now? 3 weeks ago now? Auburn just doesn't have that. Like, Auburn stinks, guys.
What's up with this number, then? I don't get it.
I don't know.
What am I missing?
This could be a, hey, Vegas knows something game. I still have a hard time thinking
it's
Auburn
crazy.
Actually wins this thing.
Yeah. Is Marcel Reed, like...
Yeah, is he sick?
Does
he have a limp
now?
Yeah.
I can't figure it out.
Think about the third quarterback in it. I still might take Texas A&M Auburn so bad. Oof. I don't even know who he is.
King of all Twitches points out Auburn is hard to beat at home. I will give him that.
Vanderbilt did it.
That's
Vanderbilt did it their last SEC.
Yeah, Vanderbilt's good.
All right, let's go to the NFL. You got to pick one of these two games. Which one's more intriguing to you? Lions at the Colts. Anthony Richardson's coming off a good game, but it was against the Jets. The Lions are the best team in the NFL right now. They just killed the Jaguars 52-6. The Lions are 7.5-point favorites. Some funny quotes coming out of that game. Ben Johnson saying, "We don't want to disrespect opponents late in blowouts." Sir, you just hung 50 points on a team for the second time this year. Dan Campbell also said that the handcuffs have been taking off of Anthony Richardson.
Mm.
So we can pick that game where the Lions are 7.5-point favorites, or 325 on Fox in some markets, the Arizona Cardinals on the road against the Seattle Seahawks. This is a straight pick 'em game, as the NFC West is a absolute. Who knows what the hell's going on there? I think all four teams are 5-5. I could be wrong on
Cardinals,
that.
Cardinals, I think, have one less loss than everyone else, at least.
That sounds right. So, which of those two games is more intriguing? It's not a great NFC slate, and you are right. The Cardinals lead the division at 6-4. The rest of the division 6-5. Seattle, not as hard to play as it used to be. I will say that. So,
I kind of lean Arizona-Seattle as the game.
Arizona-Seattle, okay. I'm, for the sake of being different, I'm going to pick the Lions and the Colts. Sean, you are the voice of reason. Which game is more intriguing to you?
I think Seattle-Arizona is more interesting.
Sean?
I think... Can you hear me?
Are we still connected?
Are we gone?
No, we're connected.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what's going on with Sean.
All right, well... Sean, his voice has been taken away by what we're looking at in this game. So, yeah, I don't know what happened here.
Let's just keep going.
Well, Sean, we'll welcome you back in if we can figure it out. Right now, if we got to pick, what do we do? Rock, paper, scissors? Rock, paper, scissors. I win. Okay.
Back with Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul and Joe.
We had some technical difficulties a moment ago.
Gremlins.
It's my fault. It's not elbow gremlins, Joe George.
It's like, audio gremlins.
Like Alex Bragg. No, it's not that. I have a confession to make. I was so just... Take my breath away... by some of the scenic views here at Twin Peaks, that my jaw dropped to the floor as if I were one of the wolves in Looney Tunes, and as I yelled, "Awooga!" The station disconnected. I will credit the station for disconnecting to defend me from seeming like the pervert that everyone knows I am. I needed that. I needed that moment. But we were in the midst of a pick six. Sean, sorry we could not hear you out here. It's my fault for being a creepy man with a mustache. Who at least was asked for his ID when he did get a drink.
That's true.
Feel very good.
It did ID
that was big for you.
So, Lions and Colts or Cardinals and Seahawks, Sean, you are the deciding vote as we continue to pick the six best games of the weekend in football. Which game is more intriguing to you?
I think it's Cardinals-Seahawks. I think that's more interesting.
The Geno versus Kyler Murray game. It is a straight pick 'em. The most fun kind of game.
Give me the Cardinals. Give me Kyler Murray. I believe in Kyler Murray. We haven't seen the Call of Duty drop off yet.
Didn't it just come out?
It's been out for like a month now.
Kyler Murray overcome his crippling game addiction?
I think now that they've partnered with him, and it's not just Kyler Murray, the video game player, it's Kyler Murray, the partner. He knows the value of it, so I'm taking Kyler Murray.
Video game addiction is real. I feel like the Seahawks are figuring some things out. However, they're just a strange team, and I believe in the Cardinals more than I believe in the Seahawks. I have been told by many of my old compadres up at the Pacific Northwest that Lumen Field is no longer the home field advantage it used to be. So I also will pick the Arizona Cardinals. Sean Mapes back at Mission Control. Pick 'em between the Cardinals and Seahawks, 325 on Fox in select places with television. Who you got?
Paul, I also agree with you that the Seahawks are a very weird team. I like the Cardinals more, so I'll pick the Seahawks because they're just such a weird team. They're a weird team. This is a weird division. Give me the Seahawks.
That's the best logic whenever it comes to a Seahawks game. It is funny. Yes, new head coach, but the Pete Carroll Seahawks are the same as the Mike McDonald Seahawks, at least from that perspective. They're just weird. 325, Fox, 49ers on the road against the Packers. Going into the year, this is a future NFC Championship matchup. Now it is a 49ers better figure it out or else they might be at home. They are currently in last place in the NFC West with a 1-3 division record. The Packers, third place in the NFC North at 7-3, barely beat the Bears, sorry Joe, on a blocked field goal at the end of regulation in a game where I think, Joe, you would agree that the Bears outplayed the Packers
for
that game?
Definitely. I would definitely agree with that.
So I think this is a pretty good time for the 49ers to show up, but are the 49ers ever going to show up? It's just been a bad year for them. So I'm taking the Packers here. Part of it has to do with the fact that the Packers are still my NFC pick in the Super Bowl going into the year. I like their defense. I don't really know what's going on with the Niners, but Brock Purdy has taken a massive step back this season.
Oh, what's the number here?
The number is Packers by 3.
Packers by 3. So Vegas must be pretty confident that Brock Purdy's going to play because they've at least pushed back one of his press conferences this week. However, they are from California. And it is going to look... Sounds like it might look very similar to what we saw last night on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field this weekend. So I'll take the pack at home, especially if it's going to snow and be cold, I'm taking the Packers.
I like that. The West Coast team folds in the cold.
Yeah, soft boys.
Sean, who you got?
Yeah, I agree with Joe with the reasoning, too, of it's going to be cold in the Midwest. And, and I mean, I'm looking at the injury report. You got Brock Purdy questionable, Trent Williams questionable, Nick Bosa questionable, George Kittle questionable. Some of these guys are going to play, but if you're questionable on a Friday, I can't imagine playing in, like, 30-degree weather is going to be feel super good for whatever's ailing you.
I think you're right.
And I also think the Packers are just as good as the Niners. So, yeah, give me the Packers.
This should have been where the Packers wore their whiteout uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they wore against
snow
the Texans.
Game.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it snowed in Cleveland. Stands to reason it could theoretically snow. I am not a meteorologist. I did really appreciate Kaylee Hartung talking with Jameis Winston saying, it's a wintry mix. And I really wish that she had asked Jameis, what are your thoughts on a wintry mix? Because Jameis would have given us a good answer. All right, last game, pick 6. The Titans against the Texans at NRG Stadium. The Texans are 7.5-point favorites. They've had a hard time covering this year, but they did blow out the Dallas Cowboys Monday night, 34-10. Big test in the interior for the Texans offensive line against the Titans defensive line. Big test, I think, for C.J. Stroud to get back on the right track because he has been slumping for quite some time. Again, Texans, 7.5-point favorites, Joe. What you say?
As we go into this pick, also updating the standings real quick. You and Sean tied at 32 and 34 on the year. I'm in last place now at 31 and 35. So
we're all right next to each other.
Yeah, we're all right next to each other. And, hopefully the Texans can make it better for me. I'm taking the Texans minus 7.5. Will Levis, may all boys stinks. All right.
Jeremy Sky. From Tony the Handsome on Twitch, Texans should win by 74 points. I agree with that. Texans 80, Titans 2.
They're going to get a safety?
It's going to
get Damian Pierce's fault, though.
It's going to be just a safety.
Yeah. Or it's going to be an interception. They fall back into the end zone.
Oh, it's going to be the Texans feel bad for them after hanging the first 80 burger in NFL history.
Yeah.
Intentional safety at the end. Yeah.
Intentional safety.
They want to put him on the board. That would be the most disrespectful move to like to stop a shutout to give a team 2 points.
Oh, remember when we've seen it before though on punt plays at the end of the game where the punter runs backwards?
Oh yeah.
To burn more clock time.
We're snapping out the back of the end zone. So in high school we called the play WWF and this is actually illegal in the NFL. Like the coach will
be like tackling them.
Every single player tackles the person in front, and it's what's supposed to happen is the punter's one on one against the punt returner, and the punter just stands in the end zone as long as he possibly can. Runs off a lot of clock. You just get a 15-yard penalty and replay the down.
Yep.
And generally, the game is over at that point, or it's the safety. Like you pick your poison. Like you have to take the safety. So
I'll take the Texans minus 7.5.
I will too, Sean. What are you taking?
Yeah, the Titans haven't lost a game by less than 10 points since October 13th.
Whoa. So they're getting killed.
Most of their losses, like 5 of their 8 losses this year, are by more than double digits. So give me the Texans as well.
Okay.
Oh, boy. When's the last time we all were on the Texans?
Probably week 1.
Week 2.
Week 2. Okay.
Week 1 and week 2, we all were on the Texans.
That makes sense.
And then you guys stopped picking them for a while.
We did. And just when we thought we were out, they pulled us back in with the win over the bum-ass Cowboys.
Yeah, it's trash football teams.
I can't believe that they did music videos after the game, Joe.
I know.
I can't believe I didn't see that. That blows my mind that they did that the night of a football game. It would be one thing if it was an afternoon game. To do it at night on a short week. You just don't give a bleep at all.
No. You know, you do not care. You are checked out. Your season is over.
It's disrespectful to Mike McCarthy. The man's fighting for his job. I mean, I get it. I kind of get what Micah Parsons was saying. Like, I'm not playing for Mike McCarthy. I get that.
Yeah.
But, hell.
No, they don't care. Like, they don't care about their team. They don't care about their, like, they're
they don't care about getting found out about it.
Yep. Their work was over.
Yeah.
That was it for the day.
I mean, listen, we've all done that after work, but there's a matter of, does this look good that you think that they would do that?
Well, that's what you can tell they don't care, because like they know it doesn't look good.
We got a text, by the way. Dan Orlovsky got a self-safety now. Everyone thinks he knows football. You know, it is pretty crazy, the rise of Dan Orlovsky. I think J.J. Watt got into it with him about something that Orlovsky said, and I don't think it was one of his terrible, like, I can't be in the same woman room as another woman,
yeah.
Mike Pence take, or his I use the same towel for, like
30
months
towels
take.
In a row.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, Dan Orlovsky. Can't put my finger on that one either. Supposedly very nice guy.
He's got good energy.
That's true. Energy's half of it.
Yeah, he's got good energy.
As
we talked about yesterday, energy's important.
Energy's important. Energy's important.
Especially if you want to start fights.
Yeah. Do you want me to talk about Texas commenter again?
No. I was just mentioning it.
Honestly, I'll probably do a live stream today and talk about it in a little bit more detail. Whatever. I have no hard feelings. I feel bad. Something hit the top of his car, and Houston Die Hard said, "Oh, did Paul break his sunroof?"
Oh.
And I was like, "Yes," which I did not.
That would be very inconvenient, a sunroof break.
Yeah, I saw a picture. It's like on his Twitter, and like there's like a triangle shape. Oh. And I was like, "What was this? A laser? Like a triangle shaped hole?"
Yeah, it could be a bird.
I bet it's like a nut that dropped from a tree. That sucks, though. Your sunroof is getting hit like that, and all of a sudden it's out. Anyway, whatever the case, I'll talk about that in more detail probably a little bit later tonight. So, yep, we got Texans and Titans. We got Texas versus Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Texas A&M against Auburn. It's not the biggest weekend in football. These are the weekends where bleep happens.
Exactly.
I know that's a weird way of like saying something fishy could happen in one of these three games, but I do think it's a fun play to play all three, and obviously you're not picking the Cowboys if they're going to do music videos. But to pick all three teams in a parlay would be fun with all those spreads. Still, though, I don't know what's getting into me. I don't know if it's being next to you, Joe, and your Bears energy.
What's wrong?
With your Cubs hoodie on. No, there's this... Like, I have a bad feeling. I feel like I'm C-3PO.
But for who? For who?
I don't know for who.
Oh, just in general?
I feel like...
I know who it's for me.
What?
Kansas. Taking down Colorado. That's my bad feeling of the weekend. We're like, I would be so bummed.
But they just can't... There's no way Kansas does that after beating BYU. No way.
I know, but like, Kansas beats Colorado, so Arizona State... Now, Colorado might still qualify for the Big 12 title game.
What?
If they did that. But
so you want to see Colorado in the college football playoff?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I want Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter on the brightest of stages.
What if it's Army over Notre Dame? Like, something crazy is going to happen this weekend.
Kill me, bro.
No, thank you. It seems like your wife is already doing
there's
that.
There's enough problems in my sports life. I don't need Notre Dame. I need Notre Dame to just wait to lose until the playoff, okay? Wait. Two more weeks. Even though I will say, this is a sad take, I'd rather lose to Army than to USC. So if they're going to lose a game and miss the playoffs, I'd rather be Army.
What if the weird game – I'm just going to run through some possibilities. What's the weird game of the weekend in football? SMU on the road against Virginia.
No, Virginia's terrible.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though.
They're so bad. Like they're so bad.
SMU is a 10-point favorite in that one. Florida just had their crazy win, so I'm not picking Florida over Ole Miss. They're playing better last week, but remember what happened against Texas. They got absolutely killed. Indiana over Ohio State would be crazy. I can't quite pull the trigger on that one. We've seen Miami have their weird loss to Georgia Tech. No chance in hell that Georgia doesn't kill Zumass. Tennessee against Texas El Paso, they're 40.5-point favorites, so that's not going to be in that one.
All I know is, like, I can't wait for this week to be done with and over. I need them in the college football playoff committee to tell people that this week sucks. Like, get rid of it.
I feel like that energy is going to give you an Army over Notre Dame.
I don't need to watch the Citadel versus Clemson on the CW.
Why not? Don't you want Tom Brenneman back in your life?
Oh, that's right. He is doing CW games.
How about Oklahoma's so bad on offense, ooh, it's not going to be Oklahoma over Alabama. But I feel it in my bones. Something weird's happening this weekend.
You think it's Auburn, even though you picked Texas A&M in the pick six. If you want to change it right now, you can.
Nah.
The segment's not over
yet. You're trying to catch up with the standings.
No, I'm just – we picked every single game the same.
Yeah.
Except for Indiana, Ohio State.
Yeah, you're trying to pick up the standings.
Maybe it's going to hurt me. I think the weird game I'm watching would be is Colorado-Kansas, just because I want them to be in.
Okay.
The other one, the Fighting PJ Flex and the Minnesota Gophers.
Against?
Penn State.
Come to Penn State!
Like, if you were James, if this was, like, James Franklin typically only loses to the good teams, but Minnesota's 6-4.
Ooh, I like
they're on the cusp of they're on the cusp of making the playoffs for the first time.
That's a good one.
Penn State, watch out.
We might have to do just random, I have a bad feeling about this upset of the week going forward. I kind of like this.
Maybe that's part of the pick six. What if we did, like, a wild card?
All right.
You have to pick a, like, start next year we'll do a wild card pick.
Let's start next week. Let's just do
next,
a,
next week?
Let's,
okay.
Let's do a wild card.
Oh, comfortable.
If your wild card hits, you get 3. And if you lose, you get 0. But we have to rule that it's okay.
They have to be at least 7-point spreads. No, 6-point spread in the NFL. Oh, okay. 10 in college.
Okay, we just came up with something on the fly.
Boom.
We're at Twin Peaks on Kirby. Killer Bees are starting next. He's Joe. I'm Paul. Sean Mapes back at Mission Control. We got some garbage time next. Stick around.
Let's talk about, hey, you want to go bet on these games? You want to go watch these games? Drive to Lake Charles. ESPN Bet there. 24-foot video wall, 19 betting kiosks. You can use the ESPN Bet app on your phone, on your laptop. Super easy to navigate. Really just started using it for the first time in these last couple trips that I've gone out there, but it is a breeze to use to find whether you're looking for parlays. They even have some parlay suggestions that, you know, they've kind of put together for some big odds numbers that they use with some of their content creators out there and stuff like that. So tons of options to use. I highly recommend using ESPN Bet and betting at LaBerge in Lake Charles. When you leave to bet your Texas teams, make sure you do it at LaBerge.
ESPN 97.5. Now back to the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at Twin Peaks at 59 and Kirby with Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Presented by Dos Equis.
Last chance to dance, Gallant and George, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Good news for the Texans, looks like that both Will Anderson, Kamari Lassiter are going to be back on the field for them on Sunday. Joe just made me aware of Brock Purdy having missed practice again today for the San Francisco 49ers who play the Green Bay Packers. So he's banged up. And somebody on the text line asks, why didn't Chargers Ravens make the pick six? Because it's not on Sunday or Saturday. It's a Monday night football game. We'll talk about it on Monday.
So agreed. There you go. We didn't even pick the Texans game last week.
Anything else?
No.
Bueller.
No, I think that kind of covers the big NFL stuff this weekend.
Bueller.
Is this the I guess it's the bye week for Jacksonville, so I still can't believe Doug Peterson.
I can't believe he's employed.
I can't believe we're here today.
It's like they're punishing him.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Let my man Doug Peterson leave and he wants out. Maybe that's what he's doing. Maybe Shark Khan's like, I want you to stay. Anyway.
Oh, he's got prisoner of the moment or just a prisoner.
Yes, very much a prisoner of the moment. Let's do a little garbage time and get out of here.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
The NBA is trying to find a way to make people care about the All-Star game. They're going to do a four-team tournament with two semifinal games up to 40 points and a finals game up to 25 points. It's supposed to be pickup ball-esque. Only way this is good is if there is a draft and the draft takes place live and the players are making these other players potentially look like a-holes sitting around with their schmenzer in their hands. They'll never do it because the Players Association has too much power.
They don't play in regular season games. Why are we trying to pretend like they're going to play in an all-star game?
Yeah, that's a great point.
Like, they can't play back-to-backs. They can't show up on time.
Well,
like, give me a break about we hope they're going to play in this all-star game for $1 million.
I like that voice. Speaking of Joel Embiid, people close to Joel Embiid thinks he wants to find the snitch in the Sixers locker room.
Oh, you think?
Yep. When ESPN reported details Tuesday morning from inside the 76ers team meeting following the blown lead in Miami, a figure close to the Joel Embiid said, Joel is going to be furious, and then Embiid was going to try and find the Sixers' supposed snitch. Is this the snitch? Is this the snitch who leaked this out, too?
Yeah, just leaking all of it. Just let it flow.
I saw odds on who might be the leak about all of this.
Yes.
It was -110 Joel Embiid. That would be so funny if Embiid was the one leaking all of this.
Who do you think it is? Who do you think it is?
I don't know. I really don't know.
No, I thought I heard you say the name.
No, I didn't. No, well, I just know the odds had Embiid at the top of the list.
Well, I will take Daryl Morey for $300 because he talks and talks and talks and talks. And in Philadelphia, well, they're going to talk about what you tell them. And that doesn't happen in Houston, but he's a chatty Cathy to our friends locally. So
okay.
Wouldn't be surprised.
James Harden, speaking of Daryl Morey, tweeted out a picture of himself playing Call of Duty while wearing dress shoes that he looked like he got from Macy's for $85. Not to shoe shame. Y'all keep on talking about my stats like I didn't end my night with 19 kills and a victory on Call of Duty. That's elite trollsmanship, I will say. 19, not that many.
No.
I'm assuming if he got 19, there's no way he got that in Warzone.
Team deathmatch for sure.
Well, if you're not getting like 50 in team deathmatch, then what are we doing here?
Yeah, usually like maybe it's a bad. Oh, he's bragging about it. So that must be a good game.
I actually miss the deathmatch style of Call of Duty.
Oh, that's all I play.
Oh yeah, didn't do the Warzone.
No, you know what? For some reason, didn't catch on for me. I like deathmatch.
I liked it at first, and then everyone got way better than me, and I wanted to die. Continuing to go through garbage time, Jason Kelce got confronted again.
I saw.
Someone called him a bleep bag and a P-word because he wouldn't give them an autograph outside of Jimmy Kimmel's show. It was all because he didn't give him an autograph.
I hate people sometimes.
Kelce was so found the shouting so relentless he got out to try to explain himself. Saying, quote, I have a habit of not signing for people that follow where I'm going. The guy kept on going.
I mean, that's good reasoning. Like, don't sign autographs for people who are stalking you.
He signed autographs for other people that were nearby. I kind of like that. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I guess he's doing like a new late night show that they announced. So like a Kimmel version of something on ESPN. All right. I won't watch it, but...
No?
There's highlights on Twitter, baby.
No? All right. Just asking.
Yeah, late night TV. I used to love late night TV.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live. Only thing I ever really got into.
Yeah, I used to like Kimmel and Fallon and all that stuff.
Damn.
For a while.
Damn.
Yeah.
Liberal Joe here.
Well, maybe that's why I don't watch anymore.
I'm kidding. Joe's not, by the way. A lot of people think that.
It's okay. I'm from Chicago.
Chirac, you mean?
It's pretty blue.
Well, Joe, I hope that the rest of your day isn't like Chirac.
Well, I think
things are trending upwards, right?
Yeah.
Good.
The wife is less mad at me.
That's good. And you have a beer in your system.
Yep. We get another one. And thanks to BBW on the Twitch.
That's true. And you can go after the show and have yourself a good night. I'm going to as well. And we can all sit back and listen to the Killer Bees here live at Twin Peaks. For Sean Mapes back in Mission Control, B-Mac out here, and Joe George, I am merely Paul Galanz. Oh, very well, have yourselves a wonderful weekend. The Killer Bees are up next. Peace. I'm not drunk.
Bye.